are rich in all things. We decree and declare that we are more than conquerors. We decree and declare that our health is more powerful each and every day. We decree and declare that our words are positive, our words are true. We decree and we declare that we walk upright. We walk in boldness. We walk in strength. We decree and declare that all things around us are subject unto us because of God that moves through us in this hour. We decree and declare that there is no lack in our life. We decree and declare that our words shall cause things to rise up in this hour. We decree and declare that everything that has breath will praise the Lord in our lives. We decree and declare that our homes, Father God, are covered, believing and walking in the covering of our homes being covered. We decree and declare that our families are whole. We decree and declare that jobs just come to us. Jobs, the things that we desire, they just come to us. We decree and we declare that anything that is not like God in our lives, they shall be canceled because our mouth, our voice, Father God, gives us the power. We decree and declare that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be right, will be strong, and we think on nothing but good and positive things. We decree and declare that there is love, and more love in our life. We decree and declare that there is no fear in our life, for we walk in love. We walk in the spirit of love. We decree and we declare that all things that God says that are ours, we believe that they are ours. We decree and declare that we hear only right things, and anything that is not of God, we cancel those things out the embryo of our ear passage. We decree and declare that our memories and our minds are right, and we see and we hear only right things. We decree and declare in this hour that when we walk, that anything that tries to block, we walk, and our footsteps are so powerful that when we walk, it just moves away. We decree and declare only right-minded people are around us in this hour. We decree and declare that as we wake in the morning, that it's a new day of victory, and we walk in the victory. We decree and we declare that our hands are strong, our bodies move in strength, and that what we touch and we lay hands on, that God moves through those hands, even for healing, for the things that we call, we decree and we declare that it is so. And prophetess, open up the lines and let's speak in our heavenly language so that we can all be on one accord in this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We come to you this evening, this morning, God. We glorify you, Father God. We give you the highest praise, God. We come before you, Father God, with our petitions. We come, Father God, to praise you, God. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this place, God. We thank you, Father God, for the hour of prayer, God. We thank you, Father God, that where the saints have come together to pray, God, without ceasing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the heavens are open, God. We thank you, Father God, that we've decreed and declared, God, and we've made our petitions made known unto the Lord, God. We thank you, Father God, that you fortify us, God. We thank you, Father God, that you bring us into a new day, God, a new time of refreshing, God, and that you bring us into a time of breakthrough, God. You bring us in a time, Father God, of refreshing and a time, Father God, of new dimension. Taking new places and positions, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're opening up the windows and you're pouring out the blessings, Father God, for your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're honoring the tithes and the offerings, God. We thank you, Father God, that we come with prayer, God. We come with offerings. We come with gifts, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're opening up our minds, God, to receive, God, in new levels, way, in new levels, Father God. We glorify you this night, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for open doors, God. We thank you for new testimonies pouring in, God. We thank you for new strength, Father God. We thank you for new developments, Father God. We thank you that the ideas are taking place and are formulating, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into a new day, God. We thank you, Father God. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor. We say hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're strengthening us, God. We thank you, Father God, you're anointing us for greater works, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us together on one accord, God. You're bringing the company of prophets together, God, to decree and declare, and everything that they speak, it shall come to pass, and none of their words shall fall to the ground, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're strengthening families and you're fortifying them, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing them into a new place and higher grounds, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're anointing, Father God, and appointing, Father God, in this season, God. We thank you, Father God, for leadership and our headship, God. We thank you for Archbishop, Father God, and Pastor Deborah. We thank you for the Zoe family. We thank you for the company of prophets, God. We thank you that they're movers and shakers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing them into a new day, Ekalabo Shata, of awareness, a new day of I am God. I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for growth, God. I thank you for new testimonies, God. I thank you that you're strengthening your people, God, and you're calling them a holy people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're walking in our midst, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're strengthening us, and that we're in a new day, God, a new season, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, Father God. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor, God. We thank you this day in Jesus' mighty name, God. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And Father God, I thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, God, and for bringing us together again, God, this morning to give you praise, to lift up our voices, seeking you, God, seeking your ear, God, seeking your mind, God, just seeking you, Lord. We're seeking you, seeking you, seeking you. And we thank you for being in the midst of us, God. You say we're two or three are gathered together. You are in the midst, God. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory and the honor, God. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We love you, God. And I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, each and every prophet, each and every pastor, each and every evangelist, teachers, preachers, God, apostles, God, bishops, God. Thank you, God, for your people, the men and women of God who walk in faith, who deliver your word, God, day in and day out. Remember them. Bless them, God, as they go forth, God, on tomorrow, on today, Sunday, God, opening their doors of worship, God, bringing people in, praising you, God, thanking you for another day, God, thanking you, God, for your goodness and your mercy to your people. Thank you, God, for those who are on the line listening in, God. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless their families. Bless them in their sleep, God. Bless them in their going and coming. Protect them, God. Give them strength and courage to keep moving on in faith, regardless of what the enemy throws at them, God. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor, because we love you, God, and we thank you for being in our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that runs warm, God, and just pours over your people, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your mercy, God. I ask you to bless the prophets, the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, the company of prophets, the entire body of Poem, all of your people, God. Thank you. Thank you for them. And I ask you to bless each and every family represented on the line, God. Strengthen them, God, and give them the voices that need to be heard in this day. God, we ask you to stifle racism in the land, God. Stifle it, God. Bring it to a conclusion, oh God. We know you're exposing the enemy, God. Cast him down. We cast him down. And we thank you, God, for your mercy and your loving kindness. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, we all come together in unison and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for allowing us to come together, for it is in you that we live, move, and have our very being. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the power to be, do, and have the very best. Lord, as your creation, we come back to you, our creator, and say thank you for the one song that we have, because if we had 10,000 songs, Lord, it still wouldn't be enough to give you the praise. And so with the one song, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for surrounding us with your divine hedge of protection. Thank you, Lord, for surrounding us with your abundant love. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our footsteps in this season, for providing and guiding for us as well. Lord, thank you for the praises that are going up on this day and the blessings that are coming down. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for increase in elevation and hope. Thank you, Lord, for everything that is turning around, even right now, Lord. I say thank you for the healing. Thank you for the love. Thank you for your grace. And thank you especially, Lord, for our leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you for moving us from glory to glory to glory. And, Lord, we say thank you for giving us another chance. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray and we say amen and amen.
Prophetess Barbara.
Praise God. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for favor in this hour, Father God. Thank you for finances, Father God, being in righteousness, Father God. Thank you, God, for the open doors that finances flow through, the heavenly, just the windows of heaven just pouring down right finances in our life. Thank you for the tax situations, Father God. Tax situations being right in this hour, Father God. Thank you for the covering of our homes in this hour, Father God. We thank you for health just being restored and health being renewed in this hour, Father God. Thank you for the blood that moves through our veins, Father God. The muscles that are pumped, Father God. No illnesses in our lives, Father God. Thank you for breakthrough in this hour, Father God. Hallelujah. For break things in all things in our lives, Father God. Anything that was made crooked, you make it straight, Father God. And we decree and declare also that, Father God. And we thank you for our leaders in this hour, Father God. For we decree and declare double portion in our leaders' life, Father God. Thank you for strengthening them in this hour, Father God. Thank you for moving in them with a newness in this hour, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you for healing and restoring the lonely-hearted, Father God, the broken-hearted in this hour, Father God, relationships, Father God, marriages in this hour, even friendships, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for global a business relationship in this hour, Father God. We thank you that people are reaching out and calling us. The bells are ringing. The doors are opening, Father God, for business right relationship in this hour. Thank you for the families that are established on this line, those standing in need of a breakthrough, those standing in need of financial miracles in this hour. Father God, thank you for those who need homes and covering in this hour, Father God. We thank you for real estate being opened up for them, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for blessing those and covering those in school, children in school. And, Father God, we rebuke any devil, anything that tries to come around to block, to hinder, to destroy, or even to kill them, Father God. Canceling out all bullies in this season, Father God. Thank you, God, for opening up the mouths of the children that they walk not in fear but in faith and in love, Father God, that they're able to speak, Father God, the truth in this hour. Thank you for covering the seniors in this hour, Father God, even in senior homes, Father God, that anybody that tries to touch them or harm them, Father God, you bring to the light, Father God, for we rebuke that spirit, Father God. But we only want to see people that cover them, that love them, Father God, that strengthen them, that sing to them, Father God, so that they're not lonely in this hour, Father God. We thank you, God, for touching, even in this hour, the health of Tony Humphreys, Father God. Build him, Father God. His pressure, Father God. I see right pressure, right bloodline, Father God, in this hour. And even Ronnie Frankel, thank you, God, for his complete wholeness and his recovering in this hour, Father God. Thank you for Ronald Blake, Father God. Thank you for him walking in this hour. I see nothing but his body strengthened, whole and complete in him walking, Father God. Thank you for Billy Porter, Father God, for covering people. Give him, Father God, I thank you for his strength in this hour. Whatever is on his mind, Father God, strengthen him, Father God. I thank you for all of our homes and our houses, that there shall be nothing that comes nigh to our homes, Father God. No burglaries, no evilness, anything. For we only see covering in our homes, Father God. And anybody that tries to come, Father God, with motives in our lives, Father God, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for salvation. Thank you, God, for salvation. Your grace, Father God, in this hour, Father God. For we only walk, Father God, in love, Father God. We walk in power, Father God. For you are our shepherd. We shall not want for anything. For all that we have is yours, Father God. We only see it whole. We only see it complete. We only see it standing forward, Father God, and not falling backwards. We thank you for our archbishop, our leader. We continue to give you the praise, the praise, the praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. Even now, Father God, we thank you for rebuking this virus for our sake, even now. We thank you for peace and prosperity, even now. We thank you for the lives of your people, even now. We thank you for ordering our steps, even now, Father God. We thank you for touching our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children, even now. We thank you for this new season that we are embarking on. We thank you for gaining an hour on this morning. We thank you for this new day, indeed, Father God. We thank you for standing, allowing us to stand in peace, even now, Father God. We thank you for choices, right mind, even now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our families, even now, Father God. Uplift our families, even now, Father God, and allow any contrary spirit of division, Father God, we rebuke it in your name even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to know that there's power in the name of Jesus even now, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come before you and lift your name on high and begin to worship you, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be abundant, Father God. We thank you for your glory, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing your favor to be bestowed upon us in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for right connections, Father God, right partnerships even now, Father God. Father God, allow the words that leave our lips to be loving, showing your agape love even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, not our will, but your will, Father God. Father, we thank you and we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Thank you for this new day. We thank you for this Sunday. And allow this Sunday to be favorable. And Father God, allow your will to be done. We thank you for our divine healing and health even now. We thank you for those that need your healing touch even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for even allowing my healing to take place even now. In your mighty name we pray. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. I love you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. Hallelujah, God. We make a joyful noise unto thee, O God. And we serve you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth will endure to all generations. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, for clarity in our lives, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by you, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for forgiveness that you give us, God. Thank you, God, for elevation, oh God. Thank you, God, for boldness, oh Lord. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, dear Lord. Oh God, thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Thank you, God, for peace in our community, God. And thank you, God, for travel in mercies, Jesus. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, oh God. And thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, God. And thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and harm, free of harm to our bodies and our soul. Thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace. And thank you, God, for reminding us of your presence and your love, oh God, and bringing us back safe and sound, oh God. And God, oh God, we thank you, God, for making us prosperous, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for making us above only, God. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh God. We thank you, God, for business deals. We thank you, God, for giving us creativity, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us newness in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and healthy and deathless, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for being a hope among the communities affected, that was affected by the storm and any devastation, God, and people's lives, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them hope, God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for just helping them and responding of their needs and their help, God. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh, Lord. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for you being our light of this new day, God, and your in the sunshine of your presence continue to shine upon our souls, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for protecting us, oh, God, with your might, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for your wings of the mornings bear us away from the darkness and fear and bring us light and bless hope in this new day, God. We want to thank you, God, for being our foundation of light and love, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for our hope, keeping our thoughts on prayer, God. And we want to thank you, God, for that you are giving us liberty and righteousness, that in righteousness that will be our crown, that is our crown of pride, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for all committed to authority, God, of governance and grace. Be grace with wisdom, oh God, that is yours. Direct their ways, God, keeping them unspotted from the world, God. We want to thank you, God, for our leaders, God, all over the world, God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping your leaders of your churches and giving them directions in their lives and in the lives of others, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, God, for helping them to accomplish your plan and proclaim your name in all the earth, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, and our loved ones around us, God. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh, God. We want to thank you so much. In your mighty and precious and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you give power to the faint and to them that have no might. You increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord God, that even now you're breathing upon us, halabosheta, a spirit of restoration, refreshing us, Lord God, renewing our strength and restoring our joy. Strengthen us in the battle, strengthening us, Lord God, undergirding us, Lord God, being the wind beneath our wings. We thank you, Gashatalabasaya, giving us the grace to press in and to press through. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory. We thank you, Lord God, that you delivereth us from our enemies. You lift us above those that rise up against us. You deliver us from the violent man. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent taketh it by force. And thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we give you the praise, God, for wrought a great victory. For you, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. And from poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. And we thank you for life, God. We thank you, Roshita, for life-giving power, your life-giving anointing. Breathe on us, Lord, new life, new strength, new health. Lord God, new money cometh forth even now. New business ideas, Lord, thank you for the new. Thank you for the newness. Thank you for the renewing of our minds. In the name of Jesus, every yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. And we bless our Archbishop. We bless our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless you, Lord God, for strengthening them. We decree and declare divine protection. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. We reroute every enemy. We reroute every attack. We send it back to the sender 100-fold return. We decree and declare every onslaught of the enemy is null and void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, just another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Thank you all for being on the call. Thank you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, for being on the court and leading out on this morning. Thank you all for all of the prophets that stood on the wall tonight. Amen. And we want to remember the announcement. Amen. We know Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., we have the conference calls with our very own Archbishop. Monday through Friday, we have the Pop Life Radio at noon. Amen. And then again at 8 p.m. Amen. We have Monday through Friday, we have our very own prophet, Joshua Jordan. Amen. Coming forth with powerful prophetic conversations. Amen. And we want to invite you again back to the Midnight Cry. Amen. Let somebody know that the prophets are praying. And if you've been blessed by these calls, if you've been blessed by these prayers, sow a seed of thanksgiving. And remember, when we go into warfare, your tithe need to be in the ground. Do not go into battle without your tithe being in the ground. Amen. We got to war protected. Amen. We have to rebuke the devourer. Amen. And the devourer can only be rebuked, as the word of the Lord says, when your tithe is in the ground. Amen. God bless you and good day.
Good night. God bless you all.